This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03, March 19th, 2024. Good afternoon, and thanks so much for joining us for the Tuesday edition of the WBBM Noon Business Hour. I'm Rachel Pearson, filling in for Rob Hart today. Most Americans are not prepared to handle a $1,000 emergency expense, so we'll talk about that in our next segment. Right now, though, it's primary election day in Illinois, and that includes the controversial Bring Chicago Home referendum. We welcome David Greising, President and CEO of the Better Government Association here in Chicago. And David, briefly explain to us what exactly the Bring Chicago Home referendum entails.
It entails a change in the way that property sales are taxed and increases what is charged by on properties worth $1 million or more and decreases them on property sales below $1 million. The Mayor Brandon Johnson claims that some 93% of all property transactions will see a reduction in the tax, but those high ticket properties, especially commercial properties, will see an increase. And that's why this proposal has been so controversial.
Well, it's been criticized by the real estate industry, feeling that the entire weight falls on their shoulders. And then voters, I think, are a little apprehensive, too, in understanding it's one thing to collect the funds. It's another to then put them to good use and have faith that the city's leadership would do that.
Well, absolutely. Mayor Brandon Johnson has claimed that the incremental increase in tax revenues would all go toward homelessness issues. In other words, more facilities, more support services, et cetera, et cetera. But there is a lot of skepticism as to whether that, in fact, will happen at the rate that Johnson has indicated. There's also some of the lobbying against the proposal by the real estate industry has really struck at especially renters, claiming that renters will see their rents go up because the landowners will just simply pass on the cost of this increased tax to their renters.
Let's talk about the referendum itself, because this is a need in the city of Chicago in addressing homelessness and really what's become a crisis.
Well, absolutely. We've seen a huge increase in homelessness here in Chicago and in some respects in many major cities as well. Mayor Brandon Johnson, in his 2024 budget, has allocated $250 million for homelessness services. Last year, the city spent $200 million under Mayor Lori Lightfoot's last year in office. And so you can see just the scope of the scale of this problem, of the cost just to the city alone, not to mention the human costs of people out on the streets and also people just couch surfing, sadly, visiting, staying with friends, et cetera, et cetera. There's about 1,000 people on the street. Some people think there are 37,000 plus asylum seekers in the city, many of whom now are homeless. And it's estimated that there are 6,100 homeless people in Chicago, many of them just moving from temporary shelter to temporary shelter.
For such a controversial ballot item, we're expecting to see pretty low voter turnout. How's that going to play into the decision today?
Well, there's been a big push on the part of the union movement in particular to try to get support for this measure. But there's really no polarizing issue aside from this one to bring people to the polls. The Cook County State's Attorney's race has gotten a lot of attention, and that may bring people out. But the biggest pushes are coming from this business group and the landowners and then the unions. And I would say that the numbers and the ability for unions to get people out is probably somewhat greater than the property owners groups.
Thanks so much for joining us. David Greising, president and CEO of the Better Government Association. And a reminder, live election coverage on WBBM News Radio begins as soon as the polls close at 7 o'clock this evening. We also have a voter guide on the primary on our homepage, WBBMNewsRadio.com.
Investing 60 minutes each weekday for planning for the future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
A report from financial site Bankrate finds a majority of Americans aren't poised to handle a $1,000 emergency expense. So let's talk about ways to be prepared with Mark Horner, wealth advisor at Fairhaven Wealth Management based in Wheaton. Mark, a $1,000 emergency doesn't sound like a lot, but to hear that 56% of Americans can't afford that, it's a little shocking.
It's very shocking, Rachel. I completely agree. My guess is that digging into those numbers, that there's a mix of people that maybe have a little bit of lifestyle inflation creep in their life and are spending a bit too much more than they should, and then others that are just stuck in jobs that are just not paying enough. So I mean, in either camp, the thing to start doing is to get a plan together and take action to try and get yourself into better circumstances. And just real quickly, this is my 24th year as a financial advisor. When I started in this business, my wife and our three kids had to go through a house downsize. And so you got to make some tough decisions in life to get things done. And so while it can feel like you're alone out there, that is not the case. There are a whole bunch of people that have been in those circumstances, myself included, that have taken action steps to change things. So it can be done. So to where you want to start, there's two sides. You got to look at expenses. So whatever is going out the door, and so that's budgeting. And so writing down literally every dollar of what is going out the door, and for those people that have dieted and tracked how much food's going into their mouth, which is something I've also done, you'll be shocked at what is going out every month. And so getting rid of streaming services or how much you eat out, cutting expenses has got to be part of the equation. And then once you've cut those expenses, then automating the savings to have, and it doesn't matter what the dollar amount is. If it's $10 a month, if it's $50 a month, whatever the number is, automate that contribution going into a savings account to start building that emergency fund. And then you can't talk about one side of the equation without the other, and that's income. And so ways to get more income coming into your household. So the old, the side hustles that people talk about, Uber and Lyft. And just yesterday I was talking with the child of one of our clients who was working at UPS on the night shift as part of his side hustle while he's working his day job to try and get income generated. So it can be done, but it's important to plan and then grab the bull by the horns and take action.
Thanks so much for joining us. Mark Horner, wealth advisor at Fairhaven Wealth Management in Wheaton. The website, fairhavenwealth.com. Up next on Travel Tuesday, some warnings about safety at several popular international spring break destinations.
Discussing the news affecting your money. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Travel Tuesday, and as spring break kicks into high gear, the State Department is urging people heading to several international spots to exercise extra caution. Let's get the latest from Christina Tunna, head of North America World Nomads Travel Insurance based in San Francisco. And Christina, everyone likes sun, surf, and sand, but when you get to a resort and see security standing outside with assault rifles, that might tell you you're maybe not in the best spot.
Well, good morning and good afternoon. Thank you for having me. Yes, it can be very ruffling to see that kind of security in the places that you might be visiting. But I really encourage travelers to just actually take comfort that that is actually for their protection and safety and that it's okay. Many of these destinations that are experiencing increases in either violent or certain situations where there could be some heightened risk to travelers, these organizations or these countries and tourism boards are really there to make sure that they're protecting their tourism dollars and so therefore are protecting the travelers that are staying in these resorts and places of interest. So it's a good thing. Travelers should not be too disconcerted about that, but they should think about certain precautions, right? And it's an acronym that I use, and it's SAD. And I know that's probably not the most positive of acronyms, but just that situational awareness. Be aware of your environment, right? A, avoid. Avoid areas where you think there could be some illicit activities or your gut is telling you, I shouldn't be here. And D is for depart. Depart from potentially dangerous situations or situations or places where you don't feel like it's sitting right with you, and you should be fine.
Right. Well, it's not like, you know, let's say you've already booked a trip to Jamaica and you're staying at a resort. We're not trying to say don't go, but just exercise a little bit extra caution. For the most part, would you say that these types of resorts where everything's sort of all inclusive, I mean, those are relatively safe. It's more when you start to venture out into some of the lesser, there are certain areas perhaps to avoid.
There are always going to be areas to avoid, as with any destination, right? So these are common sense, common universal types of precautionary measures that a traveler should take. So if they are in an all-inclusive resort, make sure that they are either getting taxis booked by the front desk to destinations that they're going off resort. So that's one precautionary measure. Don't wear bling. Don't wear your expensive stuff. Leave it at home. Go to these places with a very light baggage and not as fancy, flashy stuff as you might like. That also helps divert attention away from you. But also make sure you leave your itinerary with either the front desk, let them know where you're going, and make sure that you've got your arrangements. If you are going off resort, that they're pretty well booked and that they're booked with someone that you can trust. And this even means if you're doing a diving trip or a snorkeling trip or whatever you might be doing, make sure that activity provider is got the right equipment, it's modern, it's maintained, and that you're really working with providers that sort of keep you safe outside of any other kind of theft or other dangers that might be off resort. But even in resort, there are precautions that people need to take, and that is make sure that your drink is something that you watch being mixed, or that you're pretty sure, or that you ask if there is any kind of alcohol that is not regulated, right? There's a lot of unregulated alcohol that is contaminated and sometimes is used in the resort. So you just want to make sure that you're getting an assurance from that bartender or from the front desk or the resort that these are all sort of legitimate things that they're putting in your drinks as well.
Thanks so much for joining us. Christina Tunna, head of North America World Nomads Travel Insurance. Still ahead on this Travel Tuesday, some tips to get the most out of a cruise.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station, News Radio 105.9. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon, and thanks so much for joining us. I'm Rachel Pearson, in for Rob Hart, and these are the top stories on News Radio WBBM. Ballots are being cast in today's Illinois primary election following a slow period of mail-in and early voting. An international science group releases its yearly report on the global climate, and in Travel Tuesday, cruise ships are again packed with passengers. We'll share some advice to enjoy yourself, whether you're a veteran or first-timer. As for sale signs go up in front of homes this spring, it's important to focus on curb appeal, too. WBBM Business seeing some green on Wall Street as trading continues. The Dow up 263 points, NASDAQ up 53, the S&P 500 up 22 points. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues as election officials in Chicago are hoping to see better turnout for today's primary following a pretty slow early and mail-in voting period. WBBM's Mike Krauser reports.
With numbers for early voting and voting by mail a bit on the low side, Chairwoman Maricel Hernandez of the Chicago Board of Election Commissioners is urging people to get out and vote.
You are the only one that can make a difference. It's the one place where a billionaire and then the poorest person have equal weight. The vote.
She's concerned, she says, about those who don't believe in the integrity of elections.
It's very difficult to figure out how to overcome those lies and misinformation.
Turnout in the city is expected to be under 50%. At the voting supersite in the Loop, Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
We'll have live election coverage when the polls close starting at 7 o'clock tonight. The World Meteorological Organization is out with its annual State of Global Climate Report.
2023 was the warmest in 174 years of record, keeping with the average global temperature now 1.45 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. All three big greenhouse gases reached record high concentration levels, too. The ocean is rising faster than it was a decade ago, and no wonder, it keeps melting the world's glaciers. In Switzerland alone, 10% of that country's glacier ice has melted away in the last 2 years. Dave Malkoff, CBS News, Atlanta.
Information to make cash and save cash. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Well, the markets are higher. Joining us now is Jeff Kilberg, founder and CEO of KKM Financial here in Chicago. Jeff, seeing a little bit of pullback in tech as of late, specifically looking at NVIDIA today. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, Rachel, don't blink your eye. NVIDIA, they had some positive comments today out of their GTC conference where they claim that they're going to own more of the software in NVIDIA space moving forward. So we just saw a $50 rally in NVIDIA. And it's interesting, Rachel, NVIDIA has kind of replaced Apple. If you remember where Apple went, the market followed. It seems NVIDIA is in that place right now. So as we are seeing the S&P 500 with 17 record closed just for 2024, and we're butting up against new all-time highs, it's fascinating to me as tomorrow will be the culmination of the Fed's two-day meeting. Will the Fed put a cold blanket on this rally? Because it's been a sensational rally since last November. And when we see the market continue to move higher, the economy continue to be strong, the Fed has to be scratching their head because the 10-year note is now up at 4.3% as we've seen rate cut expectations go from 150 basis points down to about 75 basis points. But the market continues to step over these hurdles short term and move higher.
What factors are weighing on the Fed as they meet today in deciding what exactly to do with interest rates?
I think they're really trying to better understand, can they pull off this soft landing? I think they can. However, they have to really balance the the metric of what they've done with their balance sheet. If you remember, Rachel, before the great financial crisis, the Fed's balance sheet was $450 billion with a B. Now the Fed's balance sheet sits near $8 trillion with capital T. So they put so much liquidity in the marketplace to help soften this or be a shock absorber. So they have to be very careful how they remove the liquidity but don't crash the market. They are concerned, though, to see the continued gains move higher in the marketplace because, as you know, Rachel, markets don't move up in a straight line. So I will think it'll be healthy if we see a 3 to 5% pullback in the S&P 500 and allow us to move higher because, at the end of the day, it's an election year. I don't think the Federal Reserve wants to screw up any election year either side of the aisle.
Right, right. Now, are there any areas of the market that you're eyeing right now as a deal, as a good find?
Well, we are looking at small caps. If we can see interest rates come back down here, if the Fed can allow or provide some transparency to the marketplace that they are going to cut rates, if it's 75 basis points or 100 basis points, I think small caps, an ETF which gives you exposure to the Russell 2000 is IWM. IWM has had a really bad performance compared to the S&P 500 in the last 18 months to 2 years, but I think there's a mean reversion, meaning that it will allow it to catch up. So IWM small caps, as long as interest rates tuck back under 4% in the 10-year note, they should prevail.
Well, we're heading into spring and then soon to be summer, and I'm looking at oil prices that are starting to perk a little bit higher. What are your thoughts on the energy spaces as we head into spring and summer here?
And I think it's fascinating. We've been so focused on supply. You bring up a great point talking about oil. But now with crude oil at $83, we're starting to talk a little bit more about demand. And if we do see demand really come out of China, come out of Europe, I think that's going to continue to move the needle. But I think as we get into the season, we're going to see more and more Americans driving. And I know the EV conversation is cooling slightly, but I think we're going to see the demand part keep crude oil buoyed here, which is not great for us at the pump when we go to fill up our trucks.
No, and that's what matters, right? That's what we care about. Now, do you have, Jeff, any concerns as you're looking at the market and where it's headed? And we know we love to see a good correction, right?
Well, I'm cautiously optimistic on the year. I just don't like the way when you see markets move one way. The pendulum has swung a little bit too far since November. But I think you are seeing some broadening in leadership. We've been really focused on the Mag 7. Think of the FANG stocks. And you're seeing those tech names really lead. So I think NVIDIA, which has been a parabolic move, up 300% last year, up another 75% year to date. I think if you see NVIDIA pull back here to its 50-day moving average, call it 725, which is a substantial move lower, $150 lower. That could allow you to buy back in to some of these names that you either missed or you want to own moving forward, because I think the market will have a positive year inside of this election year.
Thanks so much for joining us, Jeff Kilberg, founder and CEO of KKM Financial in Chicago. Up next in Travel Tuesday, a pro's offering some tips on how to make a cruise even more enjoyable.
Compounding your interest with an economy of words. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's Travel Tuesday, and whether you're a longtime cruiser or heading to the sea for the first time, there are some strategies that can heighten the experience. Let's get some insight now from Cindy Richards, editor-in-chief at SheBuysTravel.com here in Chicago. And Cindy, other than packing the Dramamine, what advice do you have for people heading onto a cruise?
Well, that's a good one, packing the Dramamine. I always talk about it as like do's and don'ts, right? Mm-hmm. And do's, do be on time. That's a really big one people don't realize. The ship is not going to wait for you. So I always recommend, if you can, spring for a hotel room the night before, fly in the day before if you're not driving. Even if you're driving, think about arriving the day before. And then you can get on the ship a little earlier. You have time to explore, get the lay of the land. You won't be able to get into your room until a particular time. But, you know, pack your bathing suit in your carry-on, wheel it around to the ship with you. You can get lunch, change in one of the public restrooms, and you can be the first one in the pool when you get on board.
And who doesn't want that? Cindy, what else is on your do list?
Well, do make sure you do research before you go. Look at all of the ports. You know, the cruise companies are going to try and sell you their excursions. And a big reason to do that is, as I said, the ship doesn't wait. And if their excursion that you book through the ship comes back to the ship late, they will wait for you. But if it's the thing you booked locally in town and it doesn't get back by 4, they're going to leave without you. And then you're going to have to fly to the next port to get back on the ship.
Okay, now let's talk about some don'ts, what you shouldn't do on that cruise.
Okay, well, the biggest one is what you shouldn't do off the ship. You should not buy anything they tell you not to buy. You know, the night before, there's going to be a port talk in the theater, and they're going to say, they're going to tell you things you can do, and they're going to tell you what not to do. For example, my husband and I were on a cruise in Jamaica, and they said, don't buy weed. Don't buy weed. It's not legal. Don't buy weed. And the next day, you know, we're in port. My husband and I are sitting on the balcony watching people running to try and catch the ship before it leaves. And all of a sudden, I see this family with a 16-year-old son, and the police car comes and stops, arrests the kid, and the parents are looking at the ship, looking at the kid, looking at the ship, and going, you know, I'm not going to leave my kid in a Jamaican jail. So, you know, they left with the kid, and all their stuff was on the ship, and they had to go and, you know, deal with that.
Oh,
so it does happen. It's really important if you've got college kids who are going to go on a cruise on their spring break, make sure they understand. You know, I've always believed that, you know, the local police see that as a little money-making project.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Somebody's going to do it. Yes. Yes. Another thing, another do is do read the Daily Planner. You know, especially if you're on a big ship, they are moving cities. There's 10 things to do every hour, and they're going to deliver it to you the night before, or you can look at it in the app on your phone, and you can make a plan that you really want to do these things, because otherwise, you know, at the end of the day, you're going to go, oh, the salsa lesson was at 3 and I missed it.
Okay, so takeaways here. We're going to show up on time, if not a little bit early. We're going to leave the weed alone. Just leave it alone. And on top of that, we're going to make sure that we can capitalize on everything that's being offered on the cruise. Thanks so much. Go ahead.
One more thing. Everything in moderation. You know, drinking, eating, sunning. Everybody gets on the ship, especially, you know, all of us Chicagoans, we want to be out in the sunshine, and you spend all day out on the sun deck the first day, and the rest of the week you're in the cabin nursing your sunburn.
I've been there, done that. Check. Thanks so much, Cindy Richards, editor-in-chief at SheBuysTravel.com here in Chicago. And a reminder, you can join us at this time tomorrow for Personal Finance Wednesday. And still to come, we'll talk about the importance of curb appeal when selling a home.
It's 60 Minutes of Financial Planning. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
As flowers start to appear with the beginning of spring, so do the for sale signs in front of homes. And one of the keys is the first impression that a property gives. Let's get some help from Brian Wickert, president and owner of Acunet Mortgage based in Waukesha. And Brian, I'm going to use a really bad millennial analogy where if the real estate industry is a dating app, I like to think that your front yard is the profile pic for buyers to either swipe right, swipe left, right?
Absolutely. I mean, how many of us come in the front doors of our own homes? If you got a garage, you're pulling into the garage, you're coming in the garage door. So get out there and start from the street and see what you look like. And you want to be clean and tidy, first of all. That's my first two steps. Get those cobwebs knocked down from last year. Maybe you got to get the power washer out and clean the sidewalk. A good one if you have an asphalt driveway. When's the last time you sealed it?
Mm.
That's not expensive. Make it look pretty and beautiful.
I love, too, that everything you've listed so far isn't terribly expensive. These are little things, but truthfully, they have a pretty lasting impact when it comes to selling a home.
Absolutely. It's the first impression. And another couple of good inexpensive ones that you read online in any list you want to go to, but I want to bring it up. Take a look at that front door. Does it need to be restained? Maybe it needs to be painted. And if you're not handy, that's still, even if you're going to hire a painter to paint the front door, that's a few $100s. And it can make a huge difference. This time of year, when things are just starting to come back to life, what about putting a couple of live, you know, plants or small bushes on your front stoop as well, just to sort of pretty things up? And for sure, you'll want to clean the windows, right? If you've got a storm door on your front door, make sure that thing is squeaky clean.
Yeah, mine's covered in little snoot impressions from my dog. So it could use some cleaning there, too. We really appreciate the advice. Some great things to spruce up your property if you're looking to sell it this spring. Thanks so much for joining us. Brian Wickert, president and owner of Acunet Mortgage in Waukesha, Wisconsin. If you missed any part of today's show, you can go to our stream and just skip back to the time you want. There's also a pause and rewind function that works both online and with the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.